First things first, we are drinking these from our awesome new Samuel Adams Boston Lager, like first edition glasses.
Yes, we are. These are awesome glasses.
Yeah, and there's like a whole fucking instruction sheet.
Yeah, are these totally inappropriate for a Belgian
or a
French farmhouse? I don't care, but...
First off, let's just say here, dear Groucho, well, it's taken 2 years, and I'm happy to say the quest is well worth it. This is from Jim Cook from Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
After watching wine lovers drink from glasses specially designed to enhance different I don't even know what the fuck, varietals? Sounds like a fucking something you'd be a prescription for. I decided that I was going to find the perfect glass for a Samuel Adams Boston Lager. And as a subscriber to Beer Advocate, I wanted to share those results with you. I hope you share my view with this beer deserves to be appreciated with the same respect that wine is accorded. We are enclosing a document we wrote about the history of the quest and we tested and who worked on it, etc. We hope you enjoy the story. The proof, however, is in the tasting, and I'm sending you a pair of our new pint glasses for you to experience a test. As a Beer Advocate subscriber, you have showed a great commitment that we craft brewers have to the brewer's art, and I hope you will enjoy the Samuel Adams in the glass. While we developed the glass specifically for Samuel Adams Boston Lager, we suspect that it may enhance the taste of other beers with a high malt body and a high level of complex hop aroma as well. You be the judge, and thanks for your support over the years. Cheers, Jim Cook, Samuel Adams, the Boston Lager Company. So, there's an instruction book that comes with it. Look at this.
Oh, wow. That's actually a somewhat quality-looking instruction book.
Yeah, fuck, my Linksys router didn't come with this much fucking instructions.
And actually, kind of thinking about some of the little Grand Cru glasses that I have.
Yeah.
Like, the top, like, two-thirds of this glass are pretty much just about the same thing as my Grand Cru glasses.
Yeah. It says, now I'm going to hold up the pictures here, because I can't share the glass with you, or the instructions with you. But they're designed exclusively, blah, blah, fuck. The bead inside the rim creates turbulence to release flavor and aroma as the beer enters the mouth.
Ah.
And the narrowing at the top of the glass retains the hop aroma and sustains the head.
Ah.
The rounded shape collects aroma, and the laser etching at the bottom creates bubbles for a constant aroma release.
Well, it definitely
I've
did that.
I've noticed your fucking tornadoes died down.
Yeah, the tornado. This was totally a fucking tornado of carbonation when this thing started.
The outward lip delivers beer to the front of the tongue where the sweetness is tasted, and the thinner walls of the rounded shape maintain proper beer temperature longer.
Well, you know one thing I could say?
This glass is a fucking study.
I have to say, I don't know whether the glass or not, this thing has quite the smell to it.
Yeah. What are we drinking?
This is the...
We don't need to tell anybody.
This is the Theories. It's Thiriez Blonde dry hopped French farmhouse ale. It's from apparently an old school rustic style brewery with an early, slightly wild character that recalls early farmhouse brewing before there was a border between France and Belgium. The delicate champagne aromas of this thirst quenchingly blonde are quickly followed by bracing. Rush of whole French hops.
Actually, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, huh? Let me take a drink here. Oh, that is awesome.
It's Belgium light. That's what it is.
Oh, this is killer.
This is delicious.
Oh, okay. Let's just stop right now. If you're listening to the show, turn it off if it's during the day and go buy one right now, and you can enjoy it with us.
Okay, it comes in a green bottle. It's got a green label, and it says Blonde right across the front. Mm-hmm. Dry hopped French farmhouse ale. It's a product of France. And yeah, I'm equally as impressed. I don't know that I need to tell people to run out.
You know, I was not expecting there to be as much of a body on this beer as there is.
This is pretty tasty.
But it does have a thicker mouthfeel to it than I was thinking there was going
to
be.
Now, to me, I think this has a nice Belgium light quality to it.
Well, it is light, but I mean, it doesn't feel like... I was almost wondering if it's going to be kind of thin and flavorless, but it's not. Do you know what I mean? As far as that sort of back end of the flavor, but it's not. This is great.
Yeah. I'm losing you on the microphone there.
This is killer.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised at the amount of hops in this. For a more Belgian style golden ale,
I don't. The hops I'm not really getting a lot of. Actually,
there's not a ton, but it's got this light sort of mellow hop flavor.
Yeah,
that
it. This is very nicely rounded beer. Now I'm telling you what, the head is like sticky, gooey all over this thing. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it really is.
God damn it! There's gonna be like this giant. It's almost like putty stuck to the side of the fucking glass.
Yeah, the head started off as just giant. Well, obviously, this beer blew up all over the fuck all over me. But, wow, this is good.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
This is a beer that I could definitely see keeping around the house, like, at all times.
Yeah, that's good idea. Alcohol content is pretty light, 6%.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah,
that's
not bad. Yeah, so we could drink a lot of it.
Yeah, this is totally, like, man, if you're enjoying a day outdoors or something like that, pouring one of these would just be the shit.
Huh, I like it. Good stuff. I would highly recommend this as well.
Look, is this the first? Is this the one thing the French can do well?
Well, actually, no, I wouldn't say that, because the reason I bought this was that the French have actually elected like a conservative leader, and they're going to start kicking some fucking ass over there.
No.
Yeah, man. This fucking... well, okay. Let's regress. It was like May. Sometime in May, this guy took over. His name was Nicolas Sarkozy.
Yeah.
Is that right? He's a pro-American conservative candidate. He won 53% of the vote. 85% of the population fucking voted, dude.
No way. Wow.
That's crazy.
That means they got some shit going on over there.
How many people fucking vote in the United States? Like 49% or 47%?
Nobody here cares.
It's fucking ridiculous.
85%. That's pretty impressive.
But a couple of things on his platform was he was going to bring about full employment to strengthen the French culture and to lengthen the 35-hour work week in France.
35 hours?
Yeah. Other things I know that he was going to talk about doing was he was actually going to start paying overtime. I guess one thing they don't have is overtime there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, fuck, you work 35 hours.
That's true. That's true. They're just... You know what? Because I have to say, I normally like take one shift off a week just because I can.
Yeah.
I work about 35 hours.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, dude. I got free time to do whatever the fuck I want. Like, my job doesn't even bother the rest of my life, which basically means I don't work hard enough at all. That's what that means. Which means it's almost like not having a job. It's retarded.
You humor them by being there.
So the fact that... So really, the whole idea of people... being like 35 hours is the most I'm working. That's lame. You're lazy.
Yeah.
There's some businesses putting a roof over your head, and that's all you're going to fucking give them. Then you need to get your shit together. Go with the real fucking world.
Yeah. Nicolas Sarkozy. Cheers to you, buddy.
Yeah. Cheers
fucking
to you.
Kick some ass. Kick some socialist ass.
Because that country needs some fucking help, man.
So I guess by proxy, Canada's probably a better place to be because they're fucking half French, right?
Yeah, they are. They're half right. So you just upgraded Canada.
I think so, because they do whatever France does. So
yeah, because they're France's bitch.
Yeah, cool. So fuck France, Canada might be a better place to be.
So maybe they're actually turning the corner here a little
bit.
I think
they are.